The blind and partially sighted community relies on technology to make life just a little bit more accessible. I'm joined now by Paul Porter from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon. Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you talk about making life accessible, and devices are making that more so on a daily basis. The other thing, I think, is that, you know, whereas in the past you might have had 3 or 4 or 5 or, you know, lots of devices to do sort of individual functions, we're now seeing products like smartphones and tablets and computers, you know, being able to do multiple tasks. So I carry my iPhone around with me, and I can do, as we've talked about frequently on the show, I can do, you know, lots and lots of things on my iPhone that we used to do with computers. So I've got one device that pretty much does everything for me. And I joke to people, you know, it goes with me everywhere apart from the shower, because I do so much with it. And this week we're looking at, again, a product we've talked about a bit on the show in the past, the in-your-pocket device. And again, this is one of these devices that has multiple functions built into it. It started off as a media device. It's a mobile phone, but it was configured so that you could access RNIB Talking Books, you could access the RNIB Newspapers and Magazines Newsagent Service, and you could access a number of different podcasts. And it's all done by voice. It's done by you speaking to the device rather than learning to use touchscreens or menus or buttons. You press one button, you give it a fairly structured command. So you might say, for example, you know, find me books by Charles Dickens, and it brings up a list and you can choose that list. Or you can say, read today's Guardian, and it'll read headlines. But you can also search within that newspaper to find information on, I don't know, it might be Donald Trump or Brexit or Jerusalem or whatever it might be. You can search for keywords, and it'll bring up the articles in a list, and you can say, yep, it will read the article with a number, so you can say play number one, play number two, and it will go off and read that article to you. You can also read the newspaper from beginning to end, and you have a similar option with reading magazines as well. So completely intuitive, and all done by your voice. Recently, they included the option to be able to read incoming text and to be able to make and receive phone calls by voice, and also to add contacts to your contact list, all by voice. But you can also bring up a touchscreen keypad that lets you input data if need be as well. So it's a really thought out, very intuitive, easy to use device.
And like you say, it's great having a device that brings so many things together.
Absolutely, and it is going to improve. They are looking at adding quite a lot of exciting features that I can't mention at the moment, but just to whet people's appetites, you know, look out for the future, because it is going to have lots of functions that people have been asking for. And they are trying to, you know, develop a device that doesn't take a lot to learn, that is intuitive, but is controlled by your own voice. And we're seeing that with lots of products like the Google Home, the Amazon Echo devices, you know, these voice assistant type devices that's all controlled by your voice. And it brings a level playing field for blind and partially sighted users, because it means you don't have to learn something new. You can turn it on, speak to it, and it'll get information for you straight away.
Now, there's a cost involved to this, though, isn't there?
There is indeed a cost. For new customers, it's £22 a month. That includes the device. It includes access to the O2 network, because you can either connect it to O2 for data, or you can connect it to your Wi-Fi and have unlimited data at home. You get 3 gigs of data a month, which equates to roughly about 4 hours of listening to a talking book every day. If it's newspapers and magazines, then these are text files, so they, you know, negligible in terms of how much data they use up. With existing customers, they'll continue to pay the £20 a month that they took out as a contract with RNIB. But those customers are moving over to the company who developed the product, RealSam. That's going to happen over the next few weeks, and you'll be notified as to that. Your contract will be, I think, pretty similar. The price will stay the same. You'll have the same functions, but you'll also have access to the new phone features that we talked about, and then any of the new features that are developed over the coming months.
And it'd be good to get feedback on the product as well, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. The Technology for Life team demonstrate to customers over the phone, and most people are, I think it's fair to say, pretty much blown away by the the ease of use, how you interact with the in your pocket, what it can do for you. And then, you know, when customers get it, they say things like, you know, it's the first time I've been able to read a newspaper for 20 years because of my sight condition. The company also want feedback from customers, and they're actually quite, you know, disappointed when they don't get enough feedback. They also look for people to test new features. They've got, I think, quite a few, you know, people who are technically minded, but they're also looking for people who aren't so technically minded to test the devices, because, you know, coming new to such a device, you can also give quite a lot of important feedback. But they want to make it, you know, and they want to improve the product, they want to add new features, they want people's views and opinions, you know, where it's good, where it's bad, where it could be improved. And they are very good at coming back to us and to customers to, you know, react to any feedback or any problems that there might be. You know, technology always has issues, and, you know, it might be a network problem or it might be your Wi-Fi's down. So, you know, very quick to help and, you know, diagnose problems. So it is a really exciting product. It's what I use myself. I mean, hopefully, as I've demonstrated over the years, I'm quite technically minded, but it is one I use myself, just for the sheer ease of use and the simplicity. To be able to get a book that I want, you know, without having to go through lots of different websites and download it or get it through the post, just to say, you know, read me, you know, Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, and it goes off and gets it. Or, you know, you might be a more recent novel. So you can say, for example, find me books by Jojo Moyes. And that's quite a hard name to recognise. But, it gets that straight away first time, and it is very good at picking up your voice, even if you've got an accent. I think I've mentioned before in the programme that the first time I tried it, I thought, you know, I'll show it, I'll, you know, get it to fall over. And I said, you know, find me the weather in Echofechen, and, you know, blimey, it got it straight away and came up with the weather for Echofechen, which I think is somewhere in the borders, isn't it? So, you know, a little village that probably most people haven't heard of. But it also gives you information about weather, it gives you information about where you are, so it'll tell you what street you're near and what city you're in and so on. But it is a developing product, and you know, I think it'll go from strength to strength as they include new features.
Yes, it certainly sounds as if it's developing into a really good all-rounder. So the device is called In Your Pocket. Now, if you want any more information on this or on some other piece of accessible technology, then you can get in touch with RNIB's Technology for Life team.
You can indeed. You can email tfl@rnib.org.uk, or you can get to us via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Paul Porter, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. We'll speak to you very soon.
Speak to you soon.